Walter Slabodka. It was his 95th yahrzeit. So I know it's a little late, but we'd like to learn Mishnah Berurah and Nishmaso. So, okay. Excuse me, we got a bunch of technical things to take care of here. Okay, so yesterday, again, we're on page 62, Simon Chaf Dalet. So, yesterday in base, we talked about holding the tzitzis, how we hold the tzitzis during Shema and by the heart and with the left hand. But again, once we get to the last, to the parsha of, that's during Shema, but once we get to the parsha of tzitzis, we take the tzitzis with both hands. So, famous halacha and gimel, I'm sure you all know this, told the stock of tzitzis, b'shas atifa kesheme varech. It's good. It's good. It's tov. It's good to look at the tzitzis when you, at the time of when you wrap yourself in the tzitzis and when you make the bracha. So again, the idea is Mishnah Berurah says if you look in vav, an idea which I think we mentioned before. Shenem arisem osos karetem, because again the idea is to see the tzitzis, and thereby, when we see the tzitzis, we remember the mitzvahs. Ria mevi alide zechira, zechira mevi alide maisa. Famous idea that when we see the tzitzis, as you can see, it's Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel, that Ria, seeing something, seeing the tzitzis, brings us to remembering to do the mitzvahs, and Zechira, and having that in our consciousness, mevia lidei maisa, causes us to also do the mitzvahs. So again, that's one of the essential points, or the essential point, of the mitzvah tzitzis. As we learned yesterday, it's like a knot, so like a knot around the finger, like they used to do in the old days, to remind us to do the mitzvah. So the first step is to remember, right? Got to remember that you have to say Yalav Yavah tonight, and then you actually say it. If you don't remember, so then you're in trouble. Okay, so doubt back upstairs. Yesh Noagim L'Stalka B'Tzitzis Kishmegiyim L'Reisem Osa, also very famous. Some have the custom, again, I think everybody does this, that they look at the tzitzis when they get to U'Reisem Osa, right in the Parsha of Shema, in the Parsha of Tzitzis, the end of Shema, we say Urisem also, as we've been discussing. You should see them. You should see the tzitzis. V'liten osam al hainaim. Some people, right, you see Svarim do this. Again, this is what the Mechaber holds. Some people put the tzitzis on their eyes. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on a whole thing about this. Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Kadmonim, Shkola Mavir Tzitzis al Einav Keshekore Parsha Tzitzis. Anyone who does this puts the tzitzis on his eyes when he reads the Parsha of Shema. Yeh Muftach Shlo Yavo Lidei Simui Einayim. It will be assured. Be assured that he would not have, he would not go blind. Simui Einayim. Now again, I don't know if this includes being farsighted, nearsighted rather, but that's a famous idea. So some people look at the tzitzis, again, everybody looks at the tzitzis, and again, the custom is to, some have the custom to put them actually on the eyes. Again, the Ashkenazim don't do this so much, but Svardim do, definitely do. And then the Mechaber continues, Uminag yafehu v'chivu mitzvah. It's a proper proper custom, and we do this to show our love for the tzitzis. The Ramah says, for the mitzvah tzitzis. And the Ramah says, Gam noagim ksas l'nashek ha-tzitzis besad shiroa also. Some people kiss the tzitzis, right? As we do when we see them, v'akol hu chivav hamitzvah, a chivav mitzvah. All these things are to show our love for the mitzvah, kissing it, putting them toward our eyes. All these are the same idea, to show our love for the mitzvah. So then Mechaber goes further, and hey, k'shemistakel b'tzitzis mistakel b'shnei tzitzios shelefanav, sheish b'hem asar k'sharim. When you look at the tzitzis, you look at the two front tzitzis, again, and those have altogether 10 knots, right? Because each one has 5. I mean, they're double knots, but you know what I'm saying. Remez lehavayos. And that is alluding to havayos. And the Mishnah Berurah says those are the spheros, which are connected, and again, the 10 spheros. So it alludes to that. V'gam yesh bahem sheis esrei chutim v'asar k'sharim. And also there are 16 strings, right? There's 8 on each, so therefore it's 16. Ola esrim v'sheish k'shem avaya. And that works out to the same 26, excuse me, which is the same, which is the numerical value, as you know, of Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey, the name of Hashem. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I did want to bring down, Marshawn brings this down, but again, it's a famous idea of the Vilna Gaon. Once we're talking about that, the Mechaber says you should look at the front two tzitzis. So the Gaon holds, and you see some Vilna Gaon people doing this, that they only take not all 4 tzitzis when there's Sheng Shema, they only take 2, the front 2. They don't take all 4 like many people do. They only take the front 2, as we are discussing now. The reason for that is the Gaon holds that, again, as we saw before, you're supposed to have 2 in front and 2 in the back. So if you're taking all 4 at the time of Shema, so you have all 4 in front. So therefore, the Gaon holds, you only take 2, the 2 front ones. It's for the reason we just discussed. And you leave the other 4 as is. Now again, there's a famous picture of Rav Moshe, who, from what I understood, followed the Vilna Gaon. But still, when you see this famous picture of him and MTJ davening, it looks like, very clearly that he has all 4. So again, it's an interesting idea. And also, like I mentioned yesterday, the Marsham brings down, in the name of the Yamshal Shlomo, it's Gemara Yevamos, that you should, as we mentioned before, you hold the tzitzis between your ring finger and your pinky. But again, the Marsham brings down from the Yamshal Shlomo that there you should wrap the tzitzis around the kmitza, the ring finger. And there is a sod to that. So that, as I mentioned, so that's why I mentioned that. Go around there and right, hold it.
Ring finger and index, or just ring finger? That was the question.
Kmitza. Well, it goes in between the pinky, the pinky and the ring finger. That's a kmitza. But the Marsham brings down again this Yamshal Shlomo that you should wrap the tzitzis around the ring finger.
So it doesn't have to go up here, it just has to go down here.
Yeah, but well, you're holding the tzitzis, so you're going to go around, right? You're going to go. In other words, the way I do it is I hold it and then I go around like that, right?
Well, you could go around just those 2.
Well, again, you have to go between the ring finger and so then you go around, yeah. Okay, and now why is this? So he brings down that it's Derek Sod Kodesh. So again, pass my pay scale. Okay. Vav, very, very famous idea. Machabe says, Godol onesh hamavatal mitzvah tzitzis. There is a very big onesh for someone who doesn't do the mitzvah tzitzis. V'alav ne'amar, on that person, it says, la'echos b'knafos ha'aretz. The hazayir, conversely, someone who is careful with the mitzvah tzitzis, the hazayir of the mitzvah tzitzis, someone who's very careful with the mitzvah tzitzis, zochev ro pnei hashkina. Right, he merits to see the pnei hashkina. Again, something that's beyond our possible description. Now, again, like with everything we mentioned this idea before, I'm sure we did, but again, the Mechaber mentions, I think, in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, that with all these type of things, there are, that doesn't mean you could do a chvesu, like anything, and then if you're careful with tzitzis, then you'll, you know, be zoka the roa pnei hashkina. This is just like you're doing everything else okay. So then if you're careful with the mitzvah tzitzis, so what does careful with the mitzvah tzitzis mean? So the Chofetz Chaim explains in Mishnah Berurah Tes, that means lasos talis na tzitzis na. Make night, have a nice talis and night tzitzis. Again, you know, like you can buy a regular and they're kosher. Or you buy, you know, like nicer. And of course, I know what a lot of you are saying. Well, you should do that with any mitzvah. So the Chofetz Chaim says that. V'adim kol mitzvah sharach la'asosam bihidur kol masha efshar. And that goes with any mitzvah. You're right. Any mitzvah, you just don't try to get it, you know, cheapo. You know, what's the cheapest lulav and esrog I could get? Again, you could get a kosher lulav and esrog for, I don't know how much. I don't know this year. It's going to be Shemitah. I don't know what they're going to do. But how much is it going to go for? But, you know, but the question is, so, now again, that doesn't mean you have to buy, like I think I mentioned, sukkahs, like a $400 esrog. But on the other hand, you know, like you wouldn't want in your house just to get under the wire, you know, just to get bare minimum furnishings for the house. Maybe it'd be good if you did, but again, most people can't live that way. So again, for Hashem, kol shekein. Shemar zekele yamveu. He's not elafan of a mitzvah, as we all know. The pasuk says that by the Shira Sayam, it says Zekili Vaveo, this is my God, and I will glorify Him. I will beautify Him. So the Chazal say one of the ideas there is he's not the father of the mitzvahs. Try to make the mitzvahs nicer. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says you're not allowed to put psukim. Psukim of the Torah on the talis, and not on on other things. Also, I don't know on tablecloths, things like that. You shouldn't put now. Believe it or not, I used to see this. Like I think I saw once for sale somewhere a Seder tablecloth. And so they have all sorts of things on Kaddish Rosh Chatzin. But I think they had brachas and psukim, you know, avadim, not avadim, but psukim from the Torah in there. So again, here the Mishnah Berurah is saying you shouldn't do that. Also, as I mentioned, he says you shouldn't have psukim on your talis. Now, why? So the Beis Yosef explains in your, the reason is because we're scared that maybe you'll go into the bathroom with or an unclean place, mikvah, with the talis or wearing a talis, or I don't know, maybe they did this on a talis kanan, so I don't know. He says talis. So therefore, the Mishnah says you shouldn't do this. Now again, some people have a custom of on their atara they have the bracha. So it seemed that would be a problem according to this also, but we discussed Torah previously. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, that, I shouldn't say Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us a skus to quote-unquote go through the halachas of tzitzis. Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we'll start, Meretz Hashem, we shall discuss the halachas, Simon Chav Hei, the halachas of tefillin. Okay, yashkoch, everyone. Yashkoch.